Hi, this is Mark Levine, welcoming you to another episode of On the Mark. We all had toys as we grew up. I know I had toys I loved and played with them for hours on end. Toys are so much part of our lives. There are so many toys to talk about. I have chosen the most common toys we played with back in the 60s, and new episodes will continue to enlighten you not only about the popular toys of the decades, but we'll also learn about the toys' origins. So please join me as we take a walk back in time and reminisce about your favorites. So let's start with something I believe we all owned, and that was a Slinky. I loved playing with my Slinky. I would stand at the top of the steps in the living room and watch the little spring roll down the stairs all by itself. It really fascinated me as a young child, and one day I decided to stretch out the Slinky and see what it would do. Well, unfortunately, it did nothing, and I was scolded for breaking it and had to wait for a new one, and that was a long wait. I never stretched it out again. The history of the Slinky is quite interesting. The Slinky was invented by mechanical engineer Richard James. It was quite an accident how James discovered the Slinky. In 1943, James was working to devise springs that would keep sensitive ship equipment steady at sea. He knocked one of the springs from the table he was working on and watched the spring walk down a small flight of stairs. He was fascinated by this and thought, this spring could become a great toy for small children. Well, he and his wife Barbara developed the lightly wound spring into a spiral, and they demonstrated the Slinky at Gimbel's in Philadelphia. Well, it was a hit, and they had sold their entire inventory of 400 in 90 minutes. Who doesn't like a perfectly made cake? In the 1960s, many of us wanted to bake like Mom and Grandma and bake like a pro. Well, the Easy Bake Oven was the answer. You'd put the batter in the little cake pan, and a few minutes later, you'd have a perfectly made miniature cake, which was delicious. I had two of them. I never owned an Easy Bake Oven, but I really enjoyed what it did. The Easy Bake Oven was invented by Ronald Howes, who was a toy inventor for Kenner Products Company. The idea of the Easy Bake Oven came from Norman Shapiro, a salesperson at Kenner. He was walking through New York City and watched these pretzels being baked in a very small oven with incandescent lighting. And he said, thought to himself, why can't we do something like that? So he gave the idea to Ronald Howes, who then invented the Easy Bake Oven. So they both got credit for the invention. I would bet most of us had a radio flyer wagon. I had one I used to use on my paper when I was 14 years old. Sundays were the worst. I would load up the Sunday papers, which weighed about 3 pounds each, and put them in my radio flyer wagon. And off I went on my paper route. The load was so heavy, it would shift, and I'd spend most of my time picking up the newspapers off the ground and readjust the papers in the wagon. How many of you remember Lincoln Logs? Lincoln Logs were very popular when I was young. I had the round container and would spill the little logs on the floor. They would bounce everywhere. After searching for several minutes, I would find them and start building things using my imagination. I did try building a little log cabin, but at 6 years old, I couldn't manage it. I did learn to place a mat on the floor to collect the little logs so I could spend more time building and less time looking for the logs. You may remember the name Frank Lloyd Wright. He was a great architect and had built some of the most beautiful buildings in the U.S. during the early 1900s. His son John was also an architect. The older Wright was commissioned to design the Imperial Hotel in Japan. The foundation of the hotel was made with interlocking log beams. And during the designing phase of the building, John and his father had an argument. And John left Japan, and when he arrived in the States, he started his own company. He called it the Square Toy Company. The toys were notched wooden little logs, very small in size, to build small little log cabins. Wright received the patent in 1920. He named the Lincoln Logs in honor of President Abraham Lincoln, who lived in a log cabin. And log cabins, I still believe, are popular today. I had an erector set. It was fun putting together metal strips with screws and washers and bolts and you name it, in hope of building whatever my imagination allowed. It kept me busy for hours at a time. The only problem was, if you were playing with your erector set on a bare floor, the screws and washers and nuts would roll away under a couch or a chair. It would take more time to find the fasteners than building a metal masterpiece. Sounds similar like what I did with the Lincoln Logs, doesn't it? Well, traveling by train in 1911, Alfred Carleton Gilbert watched as steel girders were erected to carry the power lines on a railroad bed. They gave Gilbert the idea to manufacture small replicas of the girders he saw while on the train. Well, the erector set was introduced in 1913 at the Toy Fair in New York City. It became a national hit, and sales of the erector set flourished. I am sure you have toys you love to play with as a child, and I hope to highlight your favorites. So please contact me to add your favorite toy to my list. And you can contact me at onthemark93@gmail.com. Again, onthemark93@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Mark Levine's podcast at On the Mark. This is your host, Mark Levine, wishing you and your loved ones good health and happiness.